We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Wow, big news day. It was a raccoon on a building. and the president answered Robert De Niro. De Niro used an absolutely disgusting word to describe the president. The president tweeted in reply today. I'll tell you what the president should have tweeted to Robert De Niro, because it would have been very, very good. Okay, I love Robert De Niro as an actor. I love most of the movies he's been in, especially the beginning of his career. And he's a pretty compelling actor. He's a lousy interviewer. Anybody will tell you that. He is not good at interviews, doesn't like to do them, and just basically stares at you when you're talking to him. But the bottom line is he's been getting lower and lower on my favorite people totem pole because he's outlandishly partisan. I mean, it enters every word or every grunt that he has. He said the other night, he said, you know what, Trump, and you can guess what you know what is. Okay, in case you don't know, ask ask somebody at WGR. They would know. But the bottom line is Trump tweeted back to him today. But what he should have done is use, you know how, what is it, judo, where you use the other person's strength against them? He should have used De Niro's strength against them and replied something like to the effect of, see if you like this one, Tony, something like, hey, you talking to me? You must be talking to me. I'm the only president here. I think that would have been very good. Take it right out of his early career, but he didn't. He just said he was low IQ. Do you think De Niro's low IQ, or do you think that's just the way he acts?
I think he's low IQ.
Yeah.
I don't think he's very bright.
You can be really good at something and not be too bright, I guess, but...
Wait. Sandy, I'm getting audio from De Niro.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, that's definitely De Niro.
He's auditioning for his new part.
He's angry.
He doesn't usually have to audition, but he's playing the part of a monosyllabic person.
I think he was talking about Trump there.
So then that's where we go with that. Okay, now, a thief got a year in jail. Okay, the thief's name is Joshua Hobbs, 20 years old. He's from Rochester. He pleaded guilty to third-degree criminal possession of a stolen vehicle and unauthorized use of that same motor vehicle. So he's going to jail for a year. Now you're going, well, why are you bothering telling us that? A lot of people steal vehicles, and that's no big deal. We don't know his name, and he's not a celebrity. So why are you telling us? Oh, I'm telling it because he stole the bishop's car. He stole the bishop's car. Who steals the bishop's car? First of all, how would you know it's a bishop's car? You're driving down the street. You manage to hot wire it, and you look at the dash, and you go, wow, I've never seen so many saints on the dash in my life. This must be a complete collection. Alphabetically, of all the saints. I thought they gave up on having saints. And then up in the windshield, you see a cross. That's a pretty good indication that this belongs to a man of deep religious beliefs. Imagine stealing the bishop's car. I mean, he's going to pay a year here, but what happens later when he tries to get into you know where? And they open the big book and go, well, let's see you here, Joe, Joshua. Joshua, oh, it's a very nice name. It's a biblical name. Let's see what your record is. You stole whose car? I think you'll have to go to our satellite down below. It doesn't have air conditioning. That's going to be embarrassing.
It would be funny as if he's going through CDs and he finds Slayer, Metallica,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Anthrax.
Megadeth.
Megadeth. Hey, this Bishop's all right.
Also, something happened in Lockport, which is unusual. It's unusual. We have a story out of Lockport. Hank will have this on his weekend show. Yeah, if there's a record hop there or a car show. If it does, if it happens anywhere near that, Hank will have it.
Well, I wish he'd let me know about the car shows.
Well, he's got a lot of car shows. Driving away from the police, usually a lot of bad guys try and distract the police by throwing something out the window. It's usually like a gun used in a robbery or a mask or something like this. But the police were chasing a 23-year-old man in Lockport. And he decides this will throw him off, and he opens the window and throws cash out the window. Lots and lots of cash. Except later when they find out, they found out it was counterfeit. It wasn't real cash. It wasn't even Johnny cash. It wasn't Kreiner cash. It was fake cash. But it was a good thing to do because my guess is people don't know it's fake cash when it's first flying through the air. So they probably do things like run out in the street in front of a police cruiser. Yeah, well, we better slow down here. I know we got the lights and the siren on. State police used a drone and a canine unit. They traced him to his home at Bunker Hill Road. He was found inside. Troopers discovered counterfeit $100 bills all along the chase sign. But they got him. He's held in lieu of $5,000 cash bail. I wonder if he can use any of that. I can't imagine trying to use counterfeit money for your cash bail. That would be fun. They'd probably add a little extra time on there, I'm thinking. Let's see. It's $500 cash bail or $10,000 bond, which is like a weekend for Buzzy with the right amount of women. So that would be it. So he knows if he gives up women this weekend, he's got enough for cash bail. So I think that's pretty good. We'll take a break, and then we'll return. News Radio 930, WBEN. Well, the usual criticism is flowing, as we knew it would, even after a obviously successful trip to Singapore with the president meeting with Kim Jong-un. Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter, said that she was not happy seeing the North Vietnamese flag as part of a display of the U.S. flag and their flag. They were side by side by side. I found nothing objectionable about that at all. Would she rather have seen a war flag? I'm not really sure. Tony, did you take any offense to that? You saw it. Everybody saw it. It was the background as they came in and shook hands.
No.
I found nothing. The only way you can offend a U.S. flag, I guess, is to fly another flag higher than
right.
That. They were equal all along the back drop of where they were coming in to shake hands. I found nothing objectionable at all. How about you, Buzzy Beamer?
No, it's what you always see when you see two countries coming together.
Yeah.
The display of their flags where they shake hands. It's the perfect photo op. Thought nothing of it.
But that is how desperate they are right now to find something. And this comes from the daughter of somebody who's supposed to be a Republican anyway.
And she's not the only one to say something. The day it was happening, Chris Hayes on MSNBC spent like 10 minutes going off on how offended he was as an American to see those two flags together.
Please. This is getting boring. It really, truly is. But who saw the odds? Was it you that saw the odds of
the Nobel Peace Prize?
The Nobel Peace Prize. What are the odds that this is early betting, obviously.
If Trump and someone else, right, win the Nobel Peace Prize, the odds right now are 6-4. Trump just alone, second best odds, 10-1.
Wow. Okay. And this is just the beginning. These are the baby steps. As we get further along the process, if we get further along the process, I'm reasonable. I'm rational. I'm thinking if we do, then the odds would be remarkably lower than they are now.
Can I call Vegas?
Yeah, I think so. Put on the future book.
All right.
Yeah, do that. And I can't tell you, I had to slip a nitro tablet under my tongue waiting for where they were going to play the next World Cup. Not the next one. The one in what? 2026.
Yes. 2026. So this year, it's in Russia. The USA, not part of it.
They I was going to go to Russia to see that.
Yeah, unfortunately, they did not qualify. The next one after that, USA lost to Qatar.
Qatar. We lost to Qatar.
Okay. 2022. And here's the thing.
I like a flying V guitar.
Yeah, I like a good guitar player.
It gets so hot in Qatar. 2022 might be a fall World Cup just so that it doesn't get too hot during the games. But 2026, USA, and just for everyone, USA, Mexico, and Canada, all three countries. But the USA will have the bigger of the games when it comes to the finals.
All right, so we had to. Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. So they gave it to three countries. How many games do they play if they got to divide them? 60 games, something like that?
You have your qualifying games, your early round games. You have a lot of games. Both countries.
I'd rather be locked in a room with Rosie O'Donnell than go through that.
Oh, wow. I was just telling Joe, I want to go to a game so bad.
Do you really?
Yes.
Good. Why don't you go?
Okay.
I'm not sure there's anything. I'm not sure anything surpasses. I don't think Rosie O'Donnell surpasses anything. Like, I think. I'd pretty
She's
much do anything
lowest.
Else.
She's the lowest?
Yeah, I think that's the lowest. That's the standard right there.
So it's three countries. We didn't get it by ourselves. Of course, that's the way it'll be presented, is that we won it. And it's so far out. There we go. And I understand that our football stadium's not big enough to host one.
No, not long
they
enough.
They don't have enough. That's a problem you've had, I'm sure, in your life. But we're talking about soccer right now. And so that's why the Olympic Committee skipped both Ralph Wilson Field there and Tony for the same for the same reason.
They said no, everybody always picking on me.
Yeah, we need more space. That's all there is to it. So we got that, and Yahoo. Okay, I'm very excited about it. Anything else going on in the news with you guys? Nothing.
Mickey got a game ball last night.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What did he do to get the game ball?
He showed up.
That was it?
Basically.
Just if you show up eventually, everybody ends up with a game ball?
You try to find a way to give everybody a game ball, and Nick had a walk RBI that brought in essentially the winning run.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
That's something. At least they didn't hit him again.
Yeah, but he's afraid of it.
He gets hit with a pitch.
He's dancing in the batter's box.
You see, if half of sports is psychological. If I were the pitcher, I would hold the ball in my hand and get it near my skull and go, ah, then I think you got a better chance.
It's funny because the pitcher was Nick's teammate last year in football.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can't have that. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm sure some of the discussion in New York State, in the New York State Attorney General's office, was, we have too much crime in Niagara Falls. We've got to do something about it. And you see, they're kind of slow to catch on at the New York Attorney General's office. They say, yes, but we'll need a good creative idea. We'll need something that will have an impact, something that will scare the hell out of anybody, any bad doers, anybody who has even a thought of breaking the law. When we pull this off, they will run for their lives. They'll go across the border into Canada, if possible. They'll even vote for Trudeau to get away from this. So what are we going to come up with? We've got to come up with something good. And they spend hour after hour after hour. And they finally came up with it, and I got it 2 days ago in a press release. Here's what the New York State Attorney General's office is going to do. First of all, they said, we can't do this alone. We'll need help. We'll need help from the Niagara Falls Police Department, NYPD. We need, NFPD. NYPD might be good, but you got to use NFPD. Okay, they're a good department, so we'll have NFPD and the New York Attorney General's office on this fabulous blockbuster crime buster. And what do we do? When will we have it? Well, why don't we have it, Wednesday, June 13th. It's a good day. It's a good day. It's the day we'll end crime in Niagara Falls as we see it. So what have they decided to do? Are you sitting down? I hope you are, especially if you're driving. Are you sitting down, paying attention? Okay, hold on to that wheel.
Let me hit my turn signal.
Just be careful. Today, from 9 to noon, so it started already. What do you think it is? You think it's like a task force breaking down doors? Huh? You think it's drones flying overhead of a known gang activity?
No, they're fixing my garage door.
Yeah. Do you think it's some leftover fighter planes from the air show are going to strafe the bad sections of town? No, you are wrong. They are having a ta-da. Do we have any trumpets, Tony, or drum roll or something? Do you have anything like that? Can you hear me? Do you have anything like
that? I'm searching for it right now.
You're searching for it right now because we have to. This is so special. It is so special. Ending crime in Niagara Falls in our time in one 3-hour period from 9 to noon. And almost the first half hour of it's gone already. So if we could have a flourish, if you have anything in there. You gotta. Oh, look at the horses.
Just right here.
They're going to it's the Triple Crown plus one. So that's really good. I knew you could come up with the perfect sound effect for this.
The first one I could find.
I'm sure that the state police are going to come in on horseback. And why not? Because the governor, who they're protecting, is a horse's you-know-what. So that works out really good. Okay, the New York Attorney General's Office, along with the Niagara Falls Police Department, would like to report the end of crime as we know it in Niagara Falls today from 9 to noon. As we present a gun buyback program. Ooh. Oh, my heart is just fluttering, Tony. This is where crime ends. What are the thieves in Niagara Falls going to do? They're not going to be able to hold up anything at gunpoint. I find this just amazing. What a step forward, a gun buyback program. Because we all know, because we've seen many of them here in Buffalo, and we've seen at the end of the time, you usually have a little cheesy card table with a piece of velvet on it showing things like rocket launchers and, you know, a 50 caliber grenade launchers and stuff like this. Crime just takes a back seat from now on. Yes, it is going on now. The New York State Attorney General's Office and the Niagara Falls Police Department from 9 to noon today, right started already, is having a gun buyback program. Here's what they want. They want working or non-working and unloaded guns. See, it's important if they're working guns that they be unloaded. It's also important if they're non-working guns, they're unloaded because maybe they'll work even though they're non-working. They also will give you a prepaid debit card so you can go out and get some more ammo for the guns you didn't turn in. This is really exciting. I think crime in its time is over. I really do. I think I could walk down Hyde Park Boulevard with a $50 bill pasted to my forehead and feel totally safe with this gun buyback program. We'll be back right after this with more scintillating information about this. Hang on, it's Beach & Company. Oh, man, I'm watching TV up there, and it says Buffalo School Board holds town meeting. Wow, okay, that's got to be full of action. You remember when Carl was on the board, those town meetings were packed, and there was sparks were a-flying, and they shoot, first of all, a picture of a couple of members of the board, hyphenated members of the board, there they are, and as the camera pulls away, you say, what's happened? There's nobody here. There's nobody there. There's nobody there. I'm suggesting that if you want to promote it as, you know, a getting together with the community, use some file footage, maybe from the crowd in Mexico when they announced that they were going to co-host the World Cup. You know what I mean? Have people standing in line. And you'll feel very comfortable in Mexico because several school board members love sombreros. So you go down there, you wear the sombrero, it's elbow-to-elbow crowds. I mean, then it'll make it sound like the school board really has their act together. Instead, this looks like they were giving away popsicles. It was popsicle night or something at the school board. There's nobody there. If you're going to have an event, you got to have some people there. I'm just telling you. You know, go get them off the street if you have to. Give them a gift card. Do something.
Hire Chili Billies to hand out free ice cream.
Exactly. That's exactly right. You've seen that kind of footage where they keep it, the camera people keep it as tight as they can to make it sound like and look like there's more people there. But the camera doesn't lie. And as the camera pulls away, you see it looks like they're testing a nuclear device there. And they didn't tell anybody.
We got two people in the shot.
Exactly. Oh, look at that. A woman's sitting at a picnic table. Is this Batavia? Maybe this is the anniversary of the infamous picnic table foray in Batavia. What do you think? Buzzy Beamer, have you ever visited the infamous Batavia picnic table?
You know, after that happened last year, I sat at the picnic table every Saturday for like 8 weeks.
Waiting for a rerun.
You know, they wouldn't even come then, so.
Hoping, pardon?
Pardon the expression.
It's going to be fun. It will be fun, I can tell you that. Now, so the brains in Albany said, if we want to cut down on crime in Niagara Falls, let's get together with the Niagara Falls Police Department and have an event that will just wipe out crime before you know it. It'll be gone in the, you know, in the blink of an eyelash, it will be gone. And so the New York Attorney General's office is happy to announce that today in Niagara Falls, started at 9 o'clock and goes until noon, so you still have time, their fabulous gun buyback program. It's co-sponsored by the Niagara Falls PD. So you got Niagara Falls PD and New York Attorney General's office going together, shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow to knock out crime in Niagara Falls. Now, here's what they're looking for. They're looking for working guns. Those, for those of you who are, you know, not quite up to speed, that means guns that actually shoot, all right? They're looking for non-working guns, too. That means guns that don't shoot. They're just guns, but they don't shoot. So short of throwing the gun at somebody, it's not really very dangerous. They want all guns unloaded. This is a pretty fundamental request, don't you think? Why do you have that bandolero of 50 caliber submachine gun bullets around your neck? It's got to be unloaded. And you will get, in exchange, prepaid debit cards. How about that? That's very nice. And free gun locks. Now, the gun lock's a good idea. I'll give you that. It's a good idea, especially if you have kids. All right? Let's see. How do you get your gun there? Because they never explain that. You know, Byron Brown, whenever he'd have one of his gun buybacks programs, and you know from the ones that he's had, crime is non-existent in Buffalo. I mean, I'm thinking guns had to fall out of the sky. We had that guy who brought a .22 caliber in from another state, Idaho, I think, for the air show in order to have a gun even shown there. Here's how they want you to bring it. Unloaded, okay, makes sense. In the trunk, that makes sense too. Now, you can put it in a plastic or a paper bag or box. Yeah, all right, that's nice. And there's no limit. You can bring in as many guns as you want, but you're saying, tell them, Don Pardo, who is not eligible for this, okay? Not eligible, licensed gun dealers, you can't go in and unload the stuff that you have that you want to get rid of, and active or retired law enforcement, in case you want to give up your piece or your second piece or whatever, so that's not eligible. Now, here's what you get for your guns. A non-working or antique gun, $25. Now, non-working, you know, it might just be a hunk of metal, but antique could be worth something, you know. So that's $25. You get $50 for a rifle or a shotgun. If you don't know the difference, you shouldn't be handling guns. $75 for a handgun. $100 for a, quote, unquote, a assault rifle, okay? And isn't that a good value? Seriously. An AR-15 for $100. Who can beat that bargain? Huh? Seriously, what do they cost at the store if you could buy them in this state? A couple of thousand? So that $100, whew, that's smart business. And I think it goes right along with a lot of the decisions made in Niagara Falls. Tony, you've seen that. I think you should go out of state. No, I don't want to even recommend this as a joke. But the bottom line is, perhaps they're worth a little bit more than 100.
Yep, and after the break, people are going to get to hear how you and I will actually disagree on something.
Well, that would be nice, because people say you never disagree with
That's
me,
right.
And they don't hear us before the show or after the show. And it's 9 to noon, so part of the first hour is already gone, so you got 2 hours and 15 minutes approximately. And where are you going to bring these guns? I say you go where the
Chuck
action
cheese.
Is. 520 Hyde Park Boulevard. All right, so Hyde Park Boulevard, look for 520, and that's where you bring the guns. Good luck to them. I hope it's successful. And I know that at afternoon, once it strikes noon, once I sign off today, I'm going to feel perfectly safe in Niagara Falls, because the gun buyback program made it that way. It's not like a foolish PR stunt or something that just makes the people putting it on think that they're going to look good and give a false sense of hope to people. It's none of that. It's a real legitimate crime-fighting tool. And if you believe that, you have to be a real legitimate crime-fighting tool. We'll take a break on News Radio 930. We want to hear from you, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. We'd like to hear especially from people who have guns, and I'd especially like to hear from people who have participated before in a gun buyback program, because I see if you're smart enough to dial the phone. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, the Niagara Falls Police Department and the New York Attorney General's Office right now, started at 9 o'clock, is having a gun buyback program. That's the kind of anti-crime commitment they have. If you have a gun, doesn't matter if it works or not, they're happy to give you well below retail, whatever you have. Bring it in. They can hardly wait. Make sure it's unloaded, okay? And bring it in your trunk of the car. They suggest that in a plastic or a paper bag or box. They suggest that. They definitely suggest it's unloaded. And that's that. Not eligible. Licensed gun dealers are not eligible. Active or retired law enforcement, not eligible. But there's no limit. You can bring in whatever you want. There's no limit. And at these prices, I'm thinking they're going to have to go to the mint and get more money out, because these prices are just fabulous. Now, for those of you who think Tony and I always agree, Tony, I've done several gun buyback programs in the past, and Tony and I are always on the same page. But he said, we could have a difference on this one. I don't know. I'm trembling. I'm so nervous. What is your position? Tell us what your position used to be, and then tell us your new position.
Well, I was a guard, then they moved me over to left tackle.
Oh, is that your position? Standing up in a hammock is my best position.
No, this,
that's good. You need some balance,
you
though.
Do.
It's hard to stand up in a hammock with a cane, unless it's a Vander cane.
Yeah, like you said, you know, for the longest time, I've made fun of the gun buyback program, and recently I was chatting with two Niagara Falls police officers who I coach football with, and I was making fun of it, and they said, well, actually, it does have a useful purpose. What's happening is you have mom who needs money. She goes to her son's room, raids it, finds the gun, turns it in. Now she saves her son from ever being convicted of a crime with that gun could have been used in, and she gets money. Of course, she's not going to share it, but that's hers now.
Well, yeah, she gets money and probably goes and buys drugs with it.
It may
and then
be, but she's getting the gun off the street.
A different department of the Niagara Falls Police
Department.
We're not
arguing the motive here.
To find out. And son gets angry and leaves the house. Or son gets angry and does things that kids who are angry do.
Well, he'll go out and steal another gun.
Well, that's exactly
yeah,
it.
So,
Well, that's a jobs program in Niagara Falls, isn't it?
Basically, but the bottom line is they are getting some guns off the street. Is it perfect? No.
Well,
no,
you
not at all.
Yeah, you've totally convinced me to your point of view.
Oh, I didn't think I would, but I'm saying is some guns are getting off the streets.
Well, yeah, the truth is if they were guns that had a potential of being used, but look at the guns they're talking about, okay? They're talking about non-working or antique guns. So nobody holds up a 7-Eleven with one of those, all right? Rifles and shotguns, all right. Now, they're harder to use in a crime. That's because they're harder to conceal, obviously. Handguns, this would be the major one, $75 for a handgun. Now, I would assume that anybody uses a handgun in a robbery is probably not the family heirloom that Dad brought home from World War II. It's probably something that came from another state or was purchased in the black market. So
probably has numbers filed on it.
And assault weapons. First of all, the big thing about assault weapons is they're very seldom used. A lot of people don't even like the term assault weapons, but they're very seldom used in the commission of a crime. So they're not concealable. They are used in some shootings in schools and whatever. But any time a gun is used illegally, it's not the gun's fault. It's the fault of the person using it. And I don't think those people are going to go, wow, you're telling me I can get $75 for this gun? I can get 200 or 300 maybe on the street, but I can get 75 by turning it in. And they said in the press release, no questions asked. And in the Buffalo gun buyback program, I did not see it in the press release for this. This is the Attorney General, New York Attorney General, and Niagara Falls Police Department. It said that in the Buffalo ones, it said that those guns would be destroyed. And me being a smart ass that I am, when Buffalo was doing it, I said, oh, no questions asked and the gun will be destroyed. So you could have just committed a major crime with the gun. And then you go up and you get the money for the gun. They don't ask you any questions about it. Then they destroy the very evidence that would have convicted you and sent you to jail. That sounds like a really well thought out plan. And I'm just thinking that if they don't keep their word, that's not that surprising, but it would be much against the purpose of what they're trying to do. So I think that this is, you know what this is? They always use the expression, it's a Band-Aid approach, or it's like putting talcum powder on cancer. It may look good, it may feel good, but it doesn't do much. And so if you want to look good or feel good, or you need $25 or $50 or $75 or $100, and you got a gun laying around, make sure it's unloaded, properly presented, and go and get your money. They're not going to ask you any questions, like maybe you just need more drugs and you decided you didn't need the gun as much as you need more drugs, so you're going to spend it to get that. Or maybe you're going to get a couple of old crummy guns and get a better gun. You're going to work your way up. I am extremely skeptical about gun buyback programs. I think they don't do anything to prevent crime, but you want to be able to stand up in front of a card table at noon and show the weaponry you got. Makes it look like you're invading Iraq. I'm not really sure where they come from. Go to, where is it, on Hyde Avenue, right? Go to the address on, let's see, where is it? It's on, oh, here it is. 520 Hyde Park Boulevard. 520 Hyde Park Boulevard. Until noon today, and good luck to you. On News Radio 930 WBN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.